A new committee talks about aesthetics of the Haines waterfront, and the Southeast Alaska State Fair brings music and more to Haines starting this Thursday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A newly formed Waterfront Aesthetics Committee met for the first time Monday evening. The committee was created by Haines Mayor Jan Hill after a surge in citizen concern about how the small boat harbor expansion plan would impact the scenic quality of the waterfront. Mayor Hill began the meeting with some parameters. She said that this committee is solely focused on the aesthetics of the waterfront, not the boat harbor expansion plan. But many citizen concerns about aesthetics are tied to specific parts of the harbor design, including an extended steel wave barrier and a parking lot in front of Lookout Park.
So my hope is that we will be able to stay focused on the aesthetics. We're not going to talk about boat harbor expansion unless it applies or is connected to the aesthetics. Our job is to assure the community that when this boat harbor project is done, it will look nice.
Hill and Deputy Mayor Assemblymember Diana Lapham co-chair the committee. It's made up of representatives from a few different groups. Don Turner represents the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee, Sean Gaffney, the Tourism Advisory Board, Donnie Turner, the Planning Commission, and Burl Sheldon, the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. There will also be a Chamber of Commerce representative. At Monday's meeting, a handful of residents spoke out about their aesthetic concerns. Deborah Schnabel said, throughout the years, every land management plan for the harbor has called for a walking path in Portage Cove.
And I think that where the existing harbor plan falls short for me is that it has not brought into the design pattern that aspect of what the community has always wanted to have.
Tourism Director Leslie Ross agreed that a walkway would help more people enjoy the harbor area. She also suggested more benches along the waterfront. Resident Tresham Gregg said he is concerned that the funds available for the harbor expansion do not pay for beautification.
I think we really need to see what is the real costs of everything that you're planning, because this is huge. And if something goes wrong, we're stuck with it even more huge. So, you know, as taxpayers, we're all a little bit frightened.
A couple people at the meeting expressed a different view, including Assemblymember Lapham. She said the number one priority is to have a working harbor, and aesthetics are secondary to that. One point of contention in the harbor plan is the expanded parking lot that would extend in front of Lookout Park. At Monday's meeting, committee members were optimistic that if the parking lot were at a low enough elevation, the view from Lookout Park might not be obstructed. They'll take a step towards answering that question at the next meeting. Mayor Hill suggested the group gather at the current parking lot to get a sense of how the planned expansion will impact the scene at the waterfront. They plan to put markers in the ground in front of Lookout Park to gauge how far the parking lot would extend. Committee members said a street-level rendering of the harbor design from PND engineers will likely be completed by the next meeting as well. So far, all of the public designs of the expansion have been from a bird's eye view. The next Waterfront Aesthetics Committee meeting is Monday, August 10th at 6:30 p.m. It's the last week in July, and in Haines, that means time for the Southeast Alaska State Fair. The annual event draws crowds and entries from around the state and beyond. KHNS's Greta Mart gives us a preview of what to expect at this year's fair.
That's Colorado-based band The Motet, one of nine headliners at the 47th Annual Fair. It runs Thursday through Sunday, and the Motet hit the main stage on Saturday night. Vocalist Jan Zingber says this is the band's first time playing the fair, and they're up for an adventure.
Word got out that we were going to be up in Alaska because, you know, for some of us, it's a journey to get up there. We play Salmon Fest the night before. We fly on 3 different planes to get to Haines.
Ingber also says fairgoers can expect some seriously funky dance music from the band. Live music is a key feature of the fair. Over 35 acts will play on 3 stages. They include local Haines and Skagway performers and artists from Southeast and the Lower 48. Fair Executive Director Jessica Edwards says one of the new offerings this year is a Sunday morning garden tour.
We're trying to dig in a little bit to the agricultural mission of our organization, getting people into people's gardens and seeing what they're doing, how they're growing. There'll be presentations by the growers and an opportunity for people to see, you know, what other people are doing and what other methods are successful for them.
Another new event is the Singer-Songwriter Showcase on Saturday. This is a chance for musicians to show off their talent in a less competitive setting than the juried singer-songwriter competition held on Friday. The Southeast Got Talent show happens Thursday evening with grand prizes of $400 for both the adult and youth categories. Edwards says that show is a fair highlight.
I think our limitations are no dangerous acts, no animals, and no fire. But beyond that, just anything goes.
Other fair contests include the Unleash Your Beast Adventure Run, the Wearable Art Review, the Haines Hustle 5K, 10K, and Trail Half Marathon, the Logging Show, and the Fisherman's Rodeo. There will be separate tournaments involving horseshoes, volleyballs, and disc golf, and contests for the most lovable dog and best fiddle players. And of course, you can't have a state fair without exhibits of animals, vegetables, foods, arts, and crafts.
We're really excited that we've got some entries from around Southeast that we haven't had before.
Judy Heinmiller oversees the home arts exhibits. Entries for the beer and wine and preserved foods are already submitted and judged, but the baked goods entries don't arrive until Wednesday to ensure maximum freshness. So far, she says there's lots of variety.
We've got pickled beach asparagus, bull kelp pickles, a lot of dehydrated herbs.
Ruth Headley is the fair's town representative for Whitehorse. She says entries from Yukon quilters make the fair an international event this year.
We have really never entered before, and someone came and invited us and said, "Why don't you enter?" And we went, "We don't know why we didn't enter." And so this is our first year, and we managed to get 23, I think, entries. And next year, we're going to do even better.
Cindy Waddington is the town representative for Wrangell.
Well, it's kind of exciting because we just recently started doing our own fair to try to get more interest. And we got some really cool exhibits this year. And then we will just box them up from there and get them all shipped to Haines. So we try to make it as easy as possible to get a good showing there.
Sarah Laurie from Sitka says she's pleased with her town submissions, which include 2 wearable art dresses. One is made entirely of candy, and the other is a 1920s-style outfit fashioned from wooden clothespins. The exhibits will be displayed in the fairgrounds Harriet Hall. Here's Edwards.
During the fair, it's super fun to go into the hall and just see everything. Some people are interested in what won. Some people are just interested in looking at what people create. It's a nice way to get away from some of the more hubbub action that goes on with the rides and the music and everything. You can go in and be quiet and look at people's art and creations.
The hubbub arrives Thursday, July 30th, starting at noon. Admission for all 4 days is $40 for adults. A shuttle for out-of-towners will be running from the ferry dock to the fairgrounds throughout each day. In Haines, I'm Greta Mart.
Huna will soon be getting more cruise ship passengers as it nears completion of a new dock at Icy Strait Point. The town currently receives as many as 4,000 tourists a day on cruise lines like Celebrity, but arriving ships have to anchor offshore and tender passengers over with smaller boats. Tyler Hickman, vice president of Icy Strait Point, says some vessels can't accommodate that.
For instance, I know that Disney doesn't carry tenders on their ships, so they don't tender in any ports. And so it certainly opens the door where it was completely closed to them in the past. And, you know, I think it sparks interest of all the cruise lines.
Huna Totem Corporation owns Icy Strait Point, a historic cannery-turned-tourist attraction with a museum, gift shop, and a zip line. Hickman says funding for the dock came from a public-private partnership.
The city has brought $14 million. It was a grant from the state. And Huntotem Corporation is putting another $8 million into it.
The dock is expected to be completed in October, in time for next year's tourist season. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.